O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Praise to thee, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Christ, for our sakes, hath endured temptation and suffering. O come, let us worship him.
O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. He is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is a God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
Christ, for our sakes, hath endured temptation and suffering. O come, let us worship him. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go to the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. The Old Testament lesson for Judicah is written in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, beginning at the first verse. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. He said, Here I am. He said, Now take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go into the land of Moriah. Offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will tell you of. Abraham rose early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. He split the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off. Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship and come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. He took in his hand the fire and the knife. They both went together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father? He said, Here I am, my son. He said, Here is the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they both went together. They came to the place which God had told him of. Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order, bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar on the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. The angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, Here I am. He said, Don't lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked and saw that behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide. As it is said to this day, on the Lord's mountain it will be provided. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. The epistle is written in the 9th chapter of Hebrews, beginning at the 11th verse. Brothers, Christ having come as a high priest of the coming good things, through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, nor yet through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, entered in once for all into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls, and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctify to the cleanness of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without defect to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? For this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, since a death has occurred for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, that those who have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thou deliverest me from mine enemies. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. The Holy Gospel is according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came out and have come from God. For I haven't come of myself, but he sent me. Why don't you understand my speech? Because you can't hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and doesn't stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks on his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this cause you don't hear, because you are not of God. Then the Jews answered him, Don't we say well that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I don't have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I don't seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Amen, amen, I tell you, if a person keeps my word, he will never see death. Then the Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, and you say, If a man keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is our God. You have not known him, but I know him. If I said, I don't know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. The Jews therefore said to him, You are not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I tell you, before Abraham came into existence, I am. Therefore they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus was hidden, and went out of the temple, having gone through the middle of them, and so passed by. Here ends the gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was delivered up to death, that he might quicken his people. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. He was delivered up to death, that he might quicken his people. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was delivered up to death, that he might quicken his people.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, from our introit, defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? You may be seated. As our Lord heads to the altar of the cross, we don't know what exactly he prayed, but it's easy to imagine that from today to Gethsemane, he was praying the psalm that we prayed this morning, Psalm 43. Because the dilemma prayed in the psalm is the dilemma that our Lord faces today, and it is this. Here is the Son of Abraham and the Son of God, his perfect faith unwavering, yet his soul downcast amidst great hostility and abandonment. This is his struggle today. He is confident before God, but surrounded by the utter darkness of his own people. As he speaks to the Jews, his faith is in the Father, and it's readily apparent in what he says. He speaks how he was sent by the Father, how he lived a life in full honor of the Father, how he committed no sin, did no wrong, and yet just did the Father's will. And not one of the Jews, in response to Jesus, can point to where he sinned or where he lied. So what our Lord says is obviously true, or they would have said it. He speaks this truth in love to his own people for their own benefit, not his. He speaks it because they are his people. Before Abraham was, our Lord says, I am, proclaiming himself to be the Old Testament God. He's telling his people, I am the one who created you. I am the one who called Abram and then named him Abraham. I am the one who created life through Abraham's old body and Sarah's lifeless womb. I am the one who named Jacob Israel, who gave you your name. I am the one who led you and passed you over in the waters from death and slavery to life and joined the promised land. Our Lord is showing that he is the one who sent the prophets, that he was the one faithful to Israel while they whored around with idols. When Babylon nearly destroyed Israel, he's the one who kept Israel alive for the sake of his promise to Abraham, who brought them back from death and exile to Jerusalem. And now here he is today with his own people. He has come in their flesh. He is there in the flesh of Abraham to do the will of the Father for them. He's their beginning. He's the reason why they exist, and he is their end. He has taken their flesh and blood to be one of them and to fulfill all those things in their flesh and blood. They should love him. They should have welcomed him with open arms because this was their body. This was their flesh and blood. But instead, they hate him. They taunt him by calling him a Samaritan, implying that Mary was the whore and that he was nothing more than an illegitimate son, far from being one of them. They insult him, saying that he has a demon, that he's this anti-Abraham figure leading people into the depths of hell. And it's not that they conclude this by actually hearing what he teaches and reasoning with him. They hate him instead with an irrational, merciless, barbaric rage, covering their ears and gnashing their teeth whenever he utters a word of truth. This is not a normal human discourse. This is demonic shouting down of Jesus. For our Lord, this day of being rejected by the Jews may be worse than the 40 days in the wilderness. In the wilderness, all he had to suffer were hunger pains while being directly attacked by the devil. Here, though, the devil attacks him through his own people, through people that share his flesh and blood. So our Lord, through this interaction, prays in his heart in confident faith to the Father to deliver him from this ungodly people, from this unjust and deceitful men. He prays in full confidence up toward God, yet his soul is downcast, raging within him, because these ungodly people are his own people. These lying and unjust men share the flesh and blood of Abraham with him, and yet they're of a completely different heart. Rather than sharing in the faith of Abraham that we heard about this morning, these people spew lies and murder against our Lord, the same lies and murder that Satan flung against him in the wilderness. And just like the devil, they accuse our Lord of not really being God. They tempt our Lord to retaliate in evil against them. They want him dead. But whereas the devil was commanded in the wilderness to leave, here the devil's children pick up stones against our Lord, desiring to pass their own merciless, unjust death sentence upon him. And instead of the devil fleeing, it is our Lord leaving, hiding himself. So with full faith in the Father, but with the darkness of tears and mourning, our Lord prays in his heart, defend my cause, O God, against an unholy people. And the pleas in his prayer become more and more urgent. Vindicate me, O God, for you are the God in whom I take refuge. Send out your light and your truth. Our Lord left the courts of heaven, where he was with his Father, to come down here and take the flesh of his people who sat in darkness. But instead of loving him, they shame him. They reject him and abandon him. As they pick up their stones to kill him, it feels as if the devil is prevailing over him. So he prays for the Father's vindication, that the Father may intervene, whatever his will may be. And in this prayer, you already hear echoes of Gethsemane. If it is possible, Father, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. In other words, through this psalm, he's praying, may this cup be taken from me. And may the light shine against their darkness. May the truth reveal their lies. Remove this sorrow and give me the joy of being in heaven with you again. Prove to the world that I am speaking your truth, that I am doing your will. Prove to them that I am indeed your beloved Son, in whom you are well pleased. That's what our Lord is praying in his heart. And yet as they shout blasphemies at him, and as his soul is downcast in his own flesh and blood rejecting him, there is today no divine intervention from above. There is no light from heaven, no word from the clouds with divine truth, no immediate vindication. There's only our Lord hiding and slipping away because his hour has not yet come. In the face of such agony and rejection, neither you nor I could have endured under our own power. Having your own flesh and blood reject you would bring us all to our knees. Yet our Lord, in the midst of this darkness, remains unmoved in his faith. Even though his soul is downcast, his soul is unmoved, and he prays to the Father even more, "Let your light and truth lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling." That is, to your altar. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And this is remarkable. Even as our Lord goes into hiding, still his faith is there. Still he's faithful in the Father. And he doesn't question. He knows that just as the Father answered his prayer in the wilderness by sending him angels after the temptation, he knows that our Father will answer him in this psalm. No, the cup will not pass from our Lord. He must be rejected and die for the sins of the world. What happens in the reading must happen. And the Son in his soul doesn't waver. He's obedient to the Father even unto death, even death upon a cross, where on the cross he drinks from the cup of the Father's wrath fully down to the dregs. The cross where our Lord is fully abandoned in the darkness. The cross where our Lord cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Even in those words, his faith is unmoved. And yet, even though the Father forsakes the Son on the cross, yet the cross is also where the Father lifts up the Son on high and glorifies him. It's a paradox. He forsakes the Son, and yet on the cross is where the Son comes back to the Father as the one and only sacrifice for sin. And as the Son's body is lifted up on high, there's the Father's light through the flesh of his Son shines brightly in our darkness. And as the Son's blood is shed, there the Father's truth spills out over him onto the ground. And as our Lord dies, there upon the cross is the image of the Father's mercy and love in all of its light and truth covered today. But it will shine brightly. Soon. It will shine brightly as the Father holds up the Son in glory, showing the world all of its sin that has been paid for in this divine flesh and blood. This is the day which Abraham rejoiced to see, because this is the day that his Lord took Isaac's place upon the altar. This is the day which God, near the same mount, provided for himself the lamb for offering. Here on the cross, the God provides his lamb in place of Isaac, in place of Abraham, in place of you and me and the world. When the light and truth of the Lord was sent out to show the depravity and filth of our sin and to reveal to us the merciful heart of God who forgives us to the glory of his Son. His Son, whose soul was downcast within himself, but who went to the altar of the cross with an exceeding joy in his heart to do the will of the Father for our salvation. Somehow he is downcast and joyful at the same time. Such that even while he was being rejected by the Jews, and even while he was being abandoned on the cross, still our Lord prayed to the Father in the fullness of faith, saying, "I will praise you with a lyre, O God, my God. O my soul, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." Even as he was being rejected and crucified and put to death, in his soul, he was planning on how he would worship the Father, how he would guide his people, the baptized, the church, to the Father in his blood, and lead them in worship and praise to the Father. As he hung there, more of a worm than a man, he still commended himself to the Father, trusting that his death was pleasing to him and that the Father would raise him later in the next 3 days. Even in agony and tribulation, the joy of his faith dominated his soul while being rejected by the Jews and on the cross. He's full of joy because for us he would rise again in victory. He's full of joy because he knew the Father on that Easter morning would vindicate him and his saving work before all the world. And as it was for the body of Christ, so it is for us, the church, in these final days. We will be made to suffer in persecution for our Lord. We will be rejected and abandoned, definitely by the world and sometimes by our own. In those times, what are we to do? Our Lord shows us throughout each week, pray Psalm 43 to prep each and every day to head to the Lord's altar as he did. Pray Psalm 43 knowing that we don't pray it alone, but we pray it with our Lord who suffers with us. Pray Psalm 43 with the comfort and tribulation, knowing that the faith which our Lord had amidst the Jews and on the cross is the same faith that the Spirit creates in our hearts by the Word. Throughout these last 2 weeks of Lent, pray Psalm 43 and do it in confidence, because you know that the light and truth of the cross will lead us to this altar, where we will commune together in suffering with joy and comfort, knowing that God will show us his light and truth on Good Friday and will raise us up with our Lord in the resurrection. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Jesus said unto the multitude of the Jews and to the chief priests, "He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Jesus said unto the multitude of the Jews and to the chief priests, He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. O Lord, have mercy upon us. O Christ, have mercy upon us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I said, O Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. O Lord, save our rulers. Let the king hear us when we call. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. Let us pray for our absent brethren. O thou, our God, save thy servants that trust in thee. Let us pray for the brokenhearted and the captives. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Send them help from the sanctuary, and strengthen them out of Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they watch for the morning. I say, more than they watch for the morning. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Turn us again, O God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Arise, O Christ, for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. We beseech you, Almighty God, mercifully look upon your people, that by your great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore, both in body and soul. Almighty and everlasting God, who hates nothing that you have created, and forgives the sins of all those who are penitent, create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Give peace in our days, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us except thou, our God. O Lord, let there be peace in thy strength and abundance in thy towers. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We give thanks unto thee, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, that thou hast protected us through the night from all harm and danger. And we beseech thee to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please thee. Into thy hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let thy holy angel have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.